Wendy's. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. A wonderful weekend. The last weekend of the Great Ontario Salmon Derby taking place as we speak. We'll talk about that at length here in a few moments. Thanks for joining us. I'm Angelo Viola. Over there is Stephen Labadee, back from, where were you? Somebody, Joe said you were training for something.
The Labadee Games was last weekend.
The Labadee Games.
Yes, there you go. Yes.
All right. Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis, still there. Still there. And next to me, a big surprise to me this morning, a good friend of mine dropped in to see how I was doing and say hello. Jim Grayston in the booth. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Really good to be here. Glad to see you.
Well, glad to be seen, my friend, to say the least. So he'll be sitting in all 2 hours, adding in his nonsense every once in a while, I'm sure.
As much nonsense as I can.
Great program we have today. Before we get into the gist of it all, I just want to remind folks that we are zooming down to the final 9.9 Mercury motor, which will be given away December 15th. But in the meantime, I think we have three prior to that that still need to be given away. The next one will be drawn on the 15th of September, if I'm not mistaken. Stephen, give me a nod for accuracy.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. That's close enough. Mid-September sometime, we will be giving away the next one. Those are absolutely free. We're giving away 9 9.9 Mercury motors. Right through the whole fall and early winter season.
It would be the 16th, sorry.
The 16th, sorry. There you go.
I just checked now.
16th. But does it really matter? Like, well, did you have to correct me?
I'm convalescent. I wasn't quite sure, so I wanted to make sure, and then want to reiterate for you to make sure that it's the 16th.
But you know, you should cut me a bit of slack.
Well, I know.
For
the next few
weeks.
It's the 15th or the Monday. It really depends, because the 15th sometimes falls on a Sunday.
It's like a leap year. It's a leap year thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're absolutely free. That's the main thing. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com, look for the contest button, hit that button as hard as you can, and it'll take you to the contest page. You will answer a skill testing question that has the answer for you. It's an A, B, C, or D multiple choice. If you can't figure it out, then there's even a hint button. You push that, and it'll take you to the hint page. In other words, it's a slam dunk. It's a no-brainer. Even Stephen could probably answer them.
Well, I can't because I'm not allowed.
Well, if you were allowed. and that's it. You fill it out, and off you go, and you put a ballot in the virtual drum, and you can do that. What's really interesting is that you can do this every 24 hours because, unlike most contests where, you know, you put your ballot in the box and then you go away and hope that a miracle happens, this one you can help your chances by going in every 24 hours and putting another ballot in the box. So the more ballots you have in the box, obviously, the better your chances of winning.
Well, the last guy that won had 100 and something.
Now, did you do the math? Did anybody do the math on that? Like, how many days was... See, what do you mean, no?
I didn't do the math.
Does anybody have a brain around this place? Like, when I'm not here, like, what happens when I'm not here?
Well, we work hard. We work harder than you when you're here.
like when the tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear it?
Gord does.
Oh, Gord does. Yeah. Well, other than Gord. But no, I would be curious to find out. The last winner apparently had 100 and how many ballots in the box?
I think 115.
In the mid, like 147 or something.
Should just go with that.
It was.
I think so. I can't remember. I know it's 100
now
something.
Now you're mocking me.
No, I'm being completely honest. I said 100 something. I just don't know. I just said 100 something.
Yeah, you're mocking me now.
No.
There's people out there that'll get annoyed at that.
I know.
All right. 140 some odd. And I was curious to find out, like, did this guy entered day one and he entered every single day up to? I think so. I had 100 and change. I think so.
Take a
which
look
kind
into
of
that.
Cool. But anyways, regardless, it doesn't matter. It's free. Go in every day. Put a ballot in the virtual drum. We will pull out a ballot mid-month, every month until the end of this year, and you could be a lucky winner. And it's a beautiful 9.9 Mercury four-stroke engine, and you're never going to get a better, easier opportunity to win something than that. So, fishingcanada.com. And while you're there, by the way, let me also mention, while you're there, there's a plethora of information there, outdoor goodies, that you might find interesting, like how-tos and fishing hotspots and Fishing Canada episodes from the archives. They've been all brought up and put on the shelf. Outdoor bloggers, other outdoor bloggers there. There's a recipe section. Of course, this very program, ODJ Radio, now podcasts on that site.
Yep.
So look at that. And, of course, while you're there, you should also subscribe to the Fishing Canada newsletter.
Yes, VIP newsletter.
Very special newsletter. That's it. Have I sold my soul enough, or is there more yet to go?
There's more, but...
Anyways, fishingcanada.com, that's where you need to be. So, what's in the news? Jimmy, this one is right
snakes
up your alley.
In Australia, yeah.
You were there. You were
I was there. I was in Australia for about 3 weeks, so...
Did you see any snakes while you were there?
I see a few, but none that I worried about.
Okay, well, apparently this one came in through a ceiling or something of a house and fell onto a bed.
Yeah.
That's all I know. That's all I'm going to tell you about the story.
That's all we want to know.
That's all we want to know. A snake falls from the ceiling into a man's bed.
That's a horror story.
We don't know what happened to the man. So
only in Australia. Yep. Bison in Yellowstone. A family was vacationing in the Yellowstone National Park. I'm assuming it. Well, I shouldn't assume. Just a family. This is called a family. And they took their rented car to a valley where they observed a moose the previous day. And they went to see if the moose would come back. And to much to their surprise, they saw a herd of buffalo or bison. Have you ever seen those, by the way?
No, I haven't.
They're fantastic.
No, I haven't.
I see them out in Western Canada all the time.
Yeah, no, I need to. I want
They're really breathtaking to see them out there on in the wild, you know, in the meadows and stuff. It's fantastic. So I can understand the interest that these this family would have when they saw the bison herd. Anyways. As they were watching this herd, apparently, much to their surprise, they started stampeding. They started stampeding. So they thought they better shoot some video of it. It'd be what a great opportunity to get a great piece of video.
Yeah.
They could probably post it and become famous and stuff.
Viral.
Viral. Well, guess what? They did, but not for all the right reasons. Much to their surprise, the herd turned and they T-boned their car, their rented car.
Oh.
Crashed into their rented car.
I hope they had insurance.
Apparently not. They did not take the full package insurance.
Well, that's so not. And it's always the case, eh? Whenever you get the insurance, nothing happens.
Funny you
but
say
when
that.
You don't, yeah. you stuff happens.
Who would have guessed that would have been part of the package, though? You know, your car being T-boned by a bison.
Would they cover it?
Well, that's true.
I always take insurance. Okay, just so that you know, except one time.
This you said is that
God's
time.
Truth. God's honest truth. One time, I was in Western Canada, again, as I mentioned, and I don't recall what the reasons were, but for whatever happened, I opted out of the insurance package.
Okay.
Because I had my own insurance, or my credit card insured me, or something. I had a bit of a fender bender.
Oh.
And so when I came back, you know, I thought, I'm going to be okay. This is going to be all right because I'm going to come back and I've got some kind of insurance on my card or whatever the case may be, right? Well, apparently not. So it was a bit of an issue, oh, no. to say the least. But anyways, I urge everybody, when you're taking vacations or renting cars, get the full package because one never knows.
What's going to happen, exactly.
Never knows. Anyways. More and more people are taking group trips, Mr. Grayson, which is good for you because, you know, that's your background is tourism.
Yep.
So family trips, group trips, those are all good.
Perfect.
Multiple.
Fill up the lodges.
Fill up those beds, buddy.
Fill the beds.
Bums in beds as you...
to say heads on pillows now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's changed.
A little more polite. Yeah, heads on pillows.
A little more polite.
Yeah, rather than bums in beds, we got to have heads on pillows.
Oh,
how do you like that, eh?
Well, group heads on pillows is good.
Absolutely. Yeah. The more the better.
So if you want to try a group wilderness canoe trip, you might want to stay tuned for the interview we've got coming up today with Aaron Pahair, the owner of MHO Adventures. And this company will set you up I mean, it could be you and your family and or friends and or group, and they'll match you up with the experience to fit the group, which is kind of cool. So that in other cool. words, you call them up, say, okay, I got a group of, I don't know, five women, and we want to go for an adventure deal for a week. And so they'll make that package come to life for you. You don't have to go in and say, we want to go canoeing, or we want to go fishing, or we want to go. No. Say, I've got five people. Here's our level of experience. Here's what we'd like to accomplish. Put it together. And they do. So it's going to be an interesting interview. I've always admired people that can do that.
Absolutely.
Well, they build the whole
itinerary, build everything up, yeah. Have the gear, have the canoes ready, everything.
You know why that's important, Jim? I mean, aside from the fact that a lot of people just don't have the time, because it builds confidence. If you know a professional is setting it up for you, you have a certain amount of confidence. The level just goes way up and makes for a great outing. So you don't want to miss that. Hey, have you ever thought, now that you know we're getting, I guess, Mr. Winter is the producer of the program because he's thinking we're getting on in years.
Yes.
Some of us maybe not be as healthy as others, you know.
We're very healthy.
Very healthy right now. So he thought it'd be interesting to talk about e-bikes. How about, have you ever seen e-bikes?
No.
You've never seen any e-bikes?
No.
You haven't lived in Oshawa then.
Exactly. They're all over the place.
So this is something you don't have to pedal. It just rides itself?
Yeah, and it's gaining in popularity all across Canada, apparently, in the U.S. These bikes have been around for a while, but only recently they've gained this incredible popularity, even in Europe. In Europe, you see them all over the place, obviously, have for years. But they're basically a bicycle, but you have pedals on it, so you can pedal it. Yeah, I think most of them you have to pedal to start it. But they're electric, and you just, if you got bad knees or whatever, apparently he's trying to, I think Winters is trying to send a message to me.
This is a better way to get through Toronto's rush hour traffic?
Perhaps. Maybe he wants me to go to Northern Ontario on my next shoot. Maybe we'll outfit the whole crew. Maybe.
It's sponsored.
You know, I never thought about that, but David Solomon, who is with Daymac, will be coming on. He's a distributor and retailer of e-bikes. Maybe he'll sponsor the Fish and Canada show, and we can do the whole Northern Ontario thing.
I want to see you riding that bike with the FNC store right behind it. Yes. Yeah, I want to see the FNC.
Today on the Fish and Canada show.
Come behind that bike.
I like that. All right, well, we'll be staying tuned for that one for sure. A lot of ground to cover, my friends, as usual. But first, a little behind the scenes of Canada's most watched fishing program on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast to Coast, and Coast Border, the Fish and Canada Show on Global Television Network. It's on as we speak, in fact. Mr. Bowman teams up with expert hunter this week, Keith Beasley from Canada in the Rough, obviously because I was not available.
But he's another good friend.
He is a very good friend.
He's another good friend.
But obviously, I was not available, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Well.
They must have called me.
Yeah.
And I was had a previous engagement or something.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe Vegas?
But perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I'm not ruling that out. But Keith Beasley from Canada Rough joins Peter on the second ever bass fishing adventure that these two have had. First one was a huge hit. But now they're fishing in Ontario's Potash Lake, not far from here, and they ended up encountering some very strange catches. I had laughed when I saw this episode. They had more weird stuff happen, especially their catches, than I've ever seen before on the show. It's a very interesting program. The episode's called Fishing Canada in the Rough. How's that?
You combine two shows.
Of course, if you're watching this or listening to this program right now, you might not be watching Global.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, the next broadcast date is right there, or check it on Global PC channel at 1 o'clock.
And that's that are it. And don't forget, while you're on fishingcanada.com, don't forget to enter the 9.9 Mercury Marine Outboard Motor Giveaway Contest. Do not miss out on one more day of opportunity.
It's crucial.
Free of charge. Mercury 9.9s, fishingcanada.com. That's right, kid. It's time for a little in-house safety with our in-house safety expert. His name is Bradley Schlarf, a retired staff sergeant. I'm surrounded by retirees today. Oh, my God. Is that a message for me? Like, everybody I know is retired.
Well, every day's Saturday when you retire.
That's right.
A lot of radio shows.
Good morning, Mr. Schlarf. How are you?
Okay, right away, Jim, let me correct you. As close as I get to doing any work is on Saturdays, so not every day Saturday. Okay. How about every day Sunday?
Okay, well, I know when I retired, my wife told me every day was Saturday, so till she gives me her list.
Good Lord. It's true, though. Everybody I know is retired, except you, Stephen, and you're not here half the time.
I'm here all the time.
So
the radio show is Saturdays, and they think I'm not here all the time, but I'm here all the time.
I'm sure both Brad and I can say it's a joy, so maybe it is time, Ange.
Brad, are you backing Mr. Grayson up on that?
I'm not backing Steve up. Like, Steve's got, what, 116 years till he's as old as us?
Before we get into, let's get into the start of this, the story for this week. A Toronto man's body was recovered from the Peninsula Lake in Huntsville, Ontario. Tell us about the story.
Okay, just down the road from where John Winters lives, so he could have been there taking pictures or something.
This isn't
a not typical situation for people. Go out in the boat, hot day, jump off the boat, go for a swim. You know, it's not, it's certainly something that, how many of us have done this, like, lots?
Yeah, and now, you know, and we can't even bitch and complain about no life jackets being worn. I mean, that's absurd to have to wear a life jacket when you're going swimming, right?
And really, who would if you're any kind of a swimmer or whatever? And it's just not a situation where you would anticipate getting in much difficulty, except what happens here is that the boat is, it's very windy. The boat drifts quite a ways away from where the guy and his kid are swimming, and the wife can't get the boat started to get back to them. So according to one of the press articles, they treaded water for 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
So it's not a, this was not a case of being bad swimmers. I mean, who could tread water for 45 minutes? Let's be honest about it. Wow.
So, you know, and I'm really surprised. Like, I'm very familiar with Peninsula Lake. It's not that big, and it's very busy in the summertime. So, you know, the fact that they weren't able to hail somebody else or another boat wasn't, unless maybe it was just so windy that people weren't bothering going out at that time.
I think it's a perfect storm. You know, just one of those cases where everything went wrong, and you almost look at it and say nothing could have been done about it. I mean, nothing. It was what it was. Brad, sit tight for one sec, will you? I got this nagging engineer producer behind the glass waving at me.
I'm just sitting here.
Just saying hello to me, I guess. Anyway, so we're going to take a quick break. More Journal After This. Don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis. That's the A-team. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, the last few weeks we've, you know, had bits and pieces, but this is it. This is the A-team now.
I'm back.
You're back. I'm back. They're back. Everybody's back. I even have Jim Grayson in the booth. I mean, talk about getting back. And it wouldn't be an A-team without Brad Schlarf, who's on the phone with us. So there you go. It's the perfect storm. Yeah. Brad, Jim, and I were just talking in the break about this tragedy. First of all, the young boy survived it, right?
Yes, he did.
He wasn't wearing a life jacket. He managed to stay afloat, I guess.
Well, but that's the other thing we've talked about. You know, the more youthful you are, the probability the better shape you're in, the longer you could tread water.
Yeah, that wouldn't apply to me. Let me tell you that right now.
So, there's a couple of little hints. My brother's got a big sailboat, Burset in Midland, and to go with him when it's hot almost every day is anchor someplace. So anchor, that's maybe a good idea. And but then he always takes a life ring and throws it in the water, so like attached to a rope. So and then you swim upwind of the boat. If the boat were to break anchor and get away on you, it might be able to catch up to the life ring.
Ah, I wonder how many people would think of that. Not me.
I don't know.
That's for sure. As I said before the break, this seemed like the perfect storm. Everything went wrong. Nothing could have been done. Other than the fact, and once again, we're talking about it in the break, you know, were there not other people around? No other boaters? No other anything around?
Well, that's what I was wondering when I said about Peninsula Lake, you know, not being that big and just right in Huntsville and very busy spot. So hard to say, like, what happened. Maybe it was just, like, I thought that windy that people were staying back at the dock.
Anyways.
You can imagine the wife and mother observing this and not being able to get the boat going.
Every one of us. Think about your wife. Like, my wife spent an awful lot of time in boats. I'm pretty sure other than trying to turn the key and see what happens, she wouldn't know much more about how to start the boat than that.
Well, at least yours would know where the key turning
is. Oh, no,
happens.
I'm not. No, that's not probable.
Okay.
That's some speculation there.
Because the Countess would not know which end of the boat to find a key. All right, let me tell you that right now, just in case you're wondering.
You are still a brave man, you know that?
Yeah, you're right. I've taken, you know what it is? You know what it is? This room, where I do this program from, this studio, this sound room, it's my kingdom, right? It's my safety net. This is mine, and I feel very brave in here. Very courageous.
Until you get home and get hit by your
wife. Oh, that's a whole
what's the matter with you?
And I say, but I don't know what overcame me. I was in the booth. I just feel like so
Stephen
strong.
Egged you on.
Stephen.
Yeah, Steve's fault. You
on. Anyways, there was no alcohol involved in any of this?
Apparently nothing like that. So it's just a innocent family go for a swim thing.
Quick update on the criminal negligence, speaking of alcohol, the conviction of the man who was intoxicated and took a boy out in a canoe in the spring. What's going on with his case?
So his sentencing hearing is underway, and the Crown is looking for 6 to 8 years, and the defense is thinking 2 would be appropriate. And he has some history with the criminal circumstances, so it'll hard to say where the judge lands on that one.
Wow. Yeah, I think you know where I stand on that. You go the max. I mean, any adult who knowingly uses alcohol or drugs of any kind of, you know, altering, regardless of what it's called, and then takes a young child out on the water, to me, needs to be made an example of.
Yep.
And well, this is an example because it's the first of its kind, right?
I was just going to say that. This is a very interesting. The Crown points out that, and apparently he has really done his homework on this, that there are no similar convictions that they can find anywhere involving a canoe. So this will be quite interesting in what happens and set a precedent one way or another.
We'll be keeping an eye on that, as we will everything else concerning water and boating and safety and all that the rest of this year and beyond, my friend, and we thank you for joining us.
Hey, you know what? I got to make one plug. Like, you know, you go on and on about the Salmon Derby. My hometown started 2 days ago. The Salmon Spectacular in Owen Sound is underway right now. For people that didn't get that big salmon in Lake Ontario, head up to Georgia Bay.
That's right. Are you going to head up?
I may get over there.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, Brad.
See you later.
All right. Bye. Bradley Schlarp. I guess you could say he's unemployed. You could say that than retired. Like you, unemployed.
Unemployed
from the Ontario Provincial Police.